specifically had time to scan the letter while there's more context to it. We make clear statements that the Ocean Protection Council opposes commercial whaling. We make the point of the need to strengthen and reform the commission itself so it can be more effective, and to underscore the need for sound science and science-based decision-making, and as an extension of that, improved monitoring and enforcement. The way I want to proceed is ask Amber Mace to give a brief overview of what's going on with the commission and where we are. At that point, I'd like to call on individual members to make any statements that they wish to make. I do want to indicate I'll call on Senator Pavley first, as she's expressed a lot of interest and concern and probably is the primary person responsible for us queuing this up today. At that point, we will take public comment one location at a time, starting here in Sacramento. We want everybody to fill out a comment card so we have a record of that. And right before we actually call on public comment, we'll take stock of how many people wish to make comment, and that will help guide us on how much time we may be able to allow to each individual. Do want people to hold their generic comments, meaning comments on items not on the agenda for our meeting next week, where we have a better time to accommodate that. There are people that have, because of the nature of this meeting being scheduled at such short notice, that have appointments at 10. We will allow every member of the public to speak. It will be our desire to get to a vote on this by 10 o'clock. After public comment, the council can have a discussion, deliberation on the matter, and hopefully we move from there into action regarding the letter to be sent. I guess that unless there's questions on process from members of the council. With that, then, Amber, can you give us an overview on where we are?
Sure. Secretary Snow, council members, I'm Amber Mace. I'm the Executive Director of the Ocean Protection Council, and I'd like to provide a little bit of background about the International Whaling Commission and the proposal they are considering, and then highlight some of the main points of the letter that you're considering today. The International Whaling Commission, or the IWC, is an international governing body tasked with the regulation of whaling. The IWC Chair and Vice Chair recently released a proposal entitled Proposed Consensus Decision to Improve the Conservation of Whales. The proposal maintains the commercial moratorium, yet some of the language in the proposal may have the effect of changing current restrictions on whaling. IWC proposal is being debated and possibly voted on, as Secretary Snow mentioned, next week at the IWC meeting in Morocco. You are here today to discuss a letter regarding this proposal. 24 years ago, the international community agreed on a ban that was supposed to stop industrialized commercial whaling. Although whaling was significantly reduced, in reality, whaling never ended. In fact, three countries, Japan, Norway, and Iceland, persist in non-indigenous hunting of whales. They justify this by using scientific and procedural loopholes. Since the supposed ban on commercial whaling in 1986, more than 35,000 whales have been hunted, and the numbers continue to grow. In 1990, three countries killed a total of 300 whales. In 2000, the annual topped 1,000 whales. By 2005, it was up to 1,700 whales. This year, the three countries, Japan, Norway, and Iceland, issued themselves quota to kill more than 3,000 whales, and right now, there is little that the IWC can do about it. As currently written, the IWC convention and moratorium cannot stop the rise of scientific whaling and whaling by objection, which is the loophole that I mentioned. And the United States wants the loopholes closed, and this proposal by the IWC chair provides a potential mechanism to stop loophole whaling and reduce the take of whales right away. The proposal is for a 10-year period with the goal of creating an IWC that functions effectively and has whale conservation as its focus. In general, the proposal would immediately cap the number of whales killed by the three countries to levels below what is scientifically sustainable for a 10-year period. If the proposal would be in effect, the Commission would address whether any commercial or scientific whaling should continue at all in this modern era, should we be whaling anymore. The proposal would move the IWC away from disagreement over the current management of whaling and shift to whale conservation and assessing the long-term threats of climate change, entanglement, ship strikes, and pollution. In addition to whaling, there are many whale populations face around the world. And over the past several years, thousands of whales have become fatally entangled in fishing gear. Hundreds have died in ship collisions, and thousands more have stranded themselves on beaches. Increasingly, the whales are found to have high levels of previously unreported diseases. The proposal is intended to deliver a functioning IWC that will take meaningful steps to conserve whales for the long term, to not be pro-whaling, anti-whaling, but to be pro-whale. However, this proposal does set whaling quotas for this proposed 10-year reassessment and renegotiation period. This, in effect, legitimizes the whaling that Japan, Norway, and Iceland are conducting through loopholes now, and this is unacceptable. There is a strong need to prioritize the work of the IWC on conservation initiatives such as climate change, bycatch and entanglement, ship strikes, pollution, and other environmental threats. To put real teeth into the moratorium and remove the incentive for whaling countries to utilize existing loopholes, to establish new international systems of monitoring, control, and surveillance of whale operations, and to create an environment where the IWC can become a more effective governing body. And here's the thing, even though the current proposal strives for the reforms I just mentioned, the existing circumstances of the IWC render these reforms very uncertain. Given these legitimate concerns, the OPC has drafted a letter to President Obama stating the OPC's views on this important global issue. Very briefly, the letter contains three main points. The OPC strongly opposes commercial whaling anywhere in the world's oceans and certainly in international waters off the California coast, and it supports maintaining the commercial moratorium on whaling that has been in place for 24 years. There is just too much uncertainty, and these special creatures are too important to take unnecessary risks with their populations. OPC strongly supports the International Whaling Commission as the lead regulatory body to manage whale species and recognizes the IWC's need for serious reforms in order to better conserve these critical populations. It's time for this international body to have the credibility and authority it needs to protect the world's whales. The OPC strongly supports measures to empower the IWC to develop a comprehensive and effective monitoring and enforcement and management plan for the protection of whales in the world's oceans. We must ensure all whales are protected now and into the future. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions and turn it back to the Council for discussion.
Any question about Amber's presentation? If not, open it up for comments, statements from council members, starting with Senator Pavlin.
Thank you very much, and thank you for putting this together on relatively short notice. And as was said at the beginning of the meeting, one reason we have this special meeting is because of the timeliness of the International Whaling Commission meeting in just a week or two prior to the Santa Barbara meeting. This is an important issue, particularly for California as well as globally. And I think Amber summed up some of the problems with the IWC and their approach, and it's the inability, even today, for enforcement and monitoring and having a management plan in place. Even though right now commercial whaling has been banned and it's only for scientific research, we even had a case down in Santa Monica, down in my district, where a restaurant was serving whale. It was quite the story in all the media. And so was that for scientific research as required? So it's just sort of some of the problem on enforcement and monitoring. Also in California, on just an economic basis, the tourist economy is largely centered, a coastal economy anyway, on the beauty of the oceans and protection of marine mammals and whale watching trips out of Santa Barbara, your neck of the woods, or Monterey, or in my District, Channel Islands Harbor and Oxnard, are very popular and help support and sustain a coastal economy. I also was concerned, and my staff just presented to me, and I think perhaps you've seen it, is sort of the brewing scandal of members of the IWC actually accepting bribes by the Japanese, as reported in the paper, who will be attending this meeting. And the other issue concerning why I think it's important to send this strong letter, which I support, is the Obama administration has indicated they support the IWC plan, and I think it's incumbent upon us that they step back, look at this. There's flaws in their plan. This will just essentially have an unenforceable opening to increase the amount of whales that are harvested in the ocean. So with that, again, I appreciate having this last meeting. I think it's an important issue to weigh in on, and certainly consistent with the mission for the California Ocean Protection Council.
Great. Before I ask other members, it seems as though someone joined the call. Could I check to see who that was?
Susan Golding.
Oh, good.
Oh, good morning, Susan.
Hi, how are you? I'm sorry I got turned around. Apologize. Just because I live here is no excuse.
That's quite all right. Thus far, we have Amber Mace kind of walk through the background on this, and Senator Pavley just made some comments, certainly in support of making, going on the record with the Obama administration about this issue. And we're now at a point of opening up to other members. Assemblymember Nava?
Yeah, thank you very much. I want to express my appreciation to Senator Pavley for taking the leadership role on this. And for the OPC for being so responsive given the short time frame that you had, and grateful for the presentation that the executive director made. I think we all share the concern about the direction that the International Whaling Commission is taking. The overview certainly emphasized the dangers to whales from ship strikes, and it also includes dangers as a result of naval sonar, offshore oil exploration and ocean acidification that disrupts the food chain and climate change. And so the last thing that the whale population needs now is for commercial hunting the few numbers that we have. Now, I joined with Assemblymember Huffman and Hill and others, and we've already sent a letter to President Obama and the IWC Commission asking them to reject any agreement that would end the moratorium on commercial whaling. There seems to be a really rather disturbing pattern, particularly with the news stories about the financial incentives that were being offered to IWC members. It isn't bad enough that we've seen the cove and the Japanese practice of mutilating and killing dolphins. You add to that the practice of shark fin soup, and what the Japanese have been doing continuously, as well as the Norwegians and Icelanders exploiting loopholes in order to allow them to continue the killing of whales. I know from talking to constituents in my district and people all over the state, they don't support lifting the moratorium on commercial whaling. They recognize what an important part of the coastal economy the whales represent and all of the marine life represent. Quite frankly, the International Whaling Commission should consider changing the International Whale Commission so that we remove the emphasis on whaling and start talking about protection, restoration, and recovery of our whale populations. So let me just, again, express my appreciation to all of those that have worked so hard on this issue. I'm glad that we're moving forward on this and really pleased to have been joined by John Chung.
Yes, for those in other locations, and for Sam as secretary, I have the record to show that state's controller John Chung has joined us. John, we're at a point where we've had a presentation about the proposed letter. We've had comments from Fran and Pedro, and we're kind of going around to see if commission members, have comments before we open up for public comment. So I don't know if you have any comments. Cindy is also on the phone in your L.A. office.
Yes,
Yeah, I did find the practice, especially if we just this authority, I think the strongest action plan.
Great.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just want to make a brief comment because I do want to hear from any members of the public that you have here, and I think we've already heard a couple of very strong comments that the ban should not be lifted. I feel likewise, and I want to thank the legislators that have taken an early position on this. If we haven't learned by now that our impact on the environment can be incredibly destructive, there is a reason for the ban. You know, California as a state we face a lot of uncomfortable feelings among our fishing industry when we try to preserve anything along the coast, and I feel for them, but we have to balance it. We lost the tuna fishing industry in San Diego because of environmental problems. I'm not happy to have lost it. But on the other hand, the dolphins that were being killed and other negative effects were substantial. So I think that, you know, to lift a ban on commercial whaling, certainly when the votes are questionable to begin with, would be a very, very bad message to send.
Great. Thank you. Cindy Tuff, you had comments.
A few comments. First of all, CalEPA strongly supports approval of the letter. And on a personal note, I was on vacation last week in British Columbia, and I was out with friends and new friends, and we watched whales. And, you know, so I was with people who had never seen a whale before, and everyone was so excited. And we saw gray whales, and we saw humpbacks, and they were beautiful. So it's nice to come back and support this letter. CalEPA does have, and I passed out in Sacramento, very minor suggested edits there of the nature of cleanup edits, not substantive. And I did have one question on the last paragraph of the letter, and this is on the second page, the last paragraph that starts in conclusion, and it says, it is the strong contention of the OPC that commercial whaling in the face of broad scientific uncertainty would do irrevocable harm to vital populations of whale species. So my question is, do we need the clause in the face of broad scientific uncertainty?
No, we don't. We can strike that.
Okay, I think that would make it stronger.
Sure. No problem. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Those are my comments.
Now, do we have members in any of the other locations then?
I don't know. Cindy Ehrenberg would like to speak, but no other members.
Yes. Cindy Ehrenberg, since you heard the earlier part of the presentation, do you wish to make any comments?
Let Controller Chung's comments stand. Thank you. But Joel Reynolds is ready to speak whenever it's time for public comment.
Okay, I think we're moving to public comment. What I'd like to do is, again, I'll start with you, Cindy. Is it just one person there?
Correct.
In the Bay Area in Oakland?
We have one speaker here.
Okay, any speakers in San Diego, members of the public?
No, there's no one here from the public.
Okay, and we have just one here?
Mm-hmm.
So, in theory, we're in pretty good shape. So, we'll just do some reasonable monitoring of the time and try to keep it to 3 minutes. So, we will start here in Sacramento. And that is Sarah.
Sorry.
Let's pull that over to her as well. So could you state your name and who you're representing?
Sure. My name is Sarah Christie, and I'm the legislative director for the California Coastal Commission here in Sacramento. And I just want to start by thanking the Ocean Protection Council for holding this meeting on short notice, given the urgency of the matter. And I particularly want to thank Senator Pavley, Assemblymember Nava, and Controller Chung for their comments in support of the letter. Obviously, the Coastal Commission is in support of the letter and would love to see it sent. As you probably know, the Commission unanimously passed a resolution at their May meeting, also in opposition to the proposal and supporting strengthening protections of whales. There are just a few quick items I'd like to point out for the record in terms of what is actually on the table at the IWC at the moment. While the proposal repeats throughout the document that it's retaining the more on commercial whaling, it is not, in fact, maintaining the moratorium on commercial whaling. That's a very Orwellian statement. You can't set quotas and allow for trade in whale meat and say that you're maintaining a ban on commercial whaling. It's a non-sequitur. I also wanted to point out that the catch limits that have been that are currently proposed, and we all understand that those numbers are up for debate, either up or down. Japan would like to see them up. That the catch limits that have been proposed are less than what has currently been reported, but they have not been reviewed by the full scientific committee of the IWC, and they cannot be determined to be scientifically sustainable, particularly for the two endangered populations of whales, the fin and the sei. The call for additional enforcement and additional monitoring is good in theory, but everyone should understand that the corruption and bribery at the IWC that just broke in the London Times has not been confined to IWC commissioners. The bribes to observers on the ships have been so extensive that it caused a complete re-evaluation and assessment of the populations because the monitors on the ships have been so underreporting the catches as much as 10%, which again is a high number for an endangered population. And the monitoring that's called for in this proposal is calling for things like measuring and weighing the fetuses of pregnant whales that are taken and noting the presence of calves when their mothers have been killed. And I don't know of any endangered species recovery plan that allows for the take of pregnant and nursing females. And there's no way to tell if you're a pregnant female until after you kill it and dismember it. So monitoring is good. The monitoring called for in this proposal is not so good. That brings me to my final point about this proposal, is that there is no humane way to kill a whale at sea. It can't be done. They use exploding harpoons that are then used to electrify the whales. If that doesn't kill them, they shoot them with high-powered rifles. If that doesn't kill them, they drag them backwards through the water until they drown. A good kill is only about 15 minutes of this kind of inhumane torture, but a standard kill takes an hour or more. So given those circumstances, the commission, the Coastal Commission, is opposed not only to the current proposal, which would indeed lift the ban on commercial whaling, but it's also opposed to the continuation of the so-called scientific whaling, which is going on currently. There wasn't any mention of that in this letter, but that is the primary source of the illegal black market whale meat that's turning up in Santa Monica and elsewhere. And while it's true that there's little that the IWC can do effectively under its current structure, there are things that the Obama administration could do and could do immediately. They could enact the Pelley Amendment and certain provisions of the Magnuson Act that would ban the importation of seafood from countries that continue to practice rogue whaling, and they could reduce or eliminate the catch limits that are awarded to those countries in U.S. waters. Those are things that are in our tools that are in our toolbox right now that we have threatened to do in past years in order to get some of those countries to support things like the creation of the Southern Ocean Sanctuary and other actions, but we've never actually implemented those provisions of federal law. And I just wanted to bring that to the attention of the commission, that that is something that we could do as opposed to something we could hope the IWC would do. Again, thank you very much for calling this meeting, and thank you for allowing us the time to participate.
Great. Thank you. Let's go to the Oakland office. Sam, could you call on the member of the public there?
Yeah, we have one speaker here. That's Al Weiner with the Coastal Commission. Just talk about where you are, Al.
Yeah. Good. Thank you. I'm Al Weinger, also with the California Coastal Commission. I just echo the comments of my colleague, Sarah. But I would also like to add one other thing that should be under consideration, and that is the time period proposed in the proposal of the IWC is to put a 10-year period for this, what they call an interim period for discussion, try to find consensus on some of these issues, which is essentially twice as long as any that issue to retain a five-year interim period while they pursue the improvement of some of the enforcement actions and others. But that's something that's rather unique. And the proposal, if it is adopted by the IFCO, that 10-year period can only be changed by three-quarters vote of the membership of IWC, which is would be questionable whether that could be done, and given what we're just talking about in terms of the scandal erupting over other activities by SCAN, could be difficult to undertake these changes to make. This, should they find that during that five-year period that there are issues related to proposal to make those changes. So with that, I would just encourage perhaps a mention of consideration by the council to call out specifically this 10-year period, maybe encourage them to adopt a five-year period, if there are questions about these provisions that Sarah mentioned. Thank
you. Cindy Ehrenberg, let's go to the Los Angeles office and your speaker.
Thanks. I'm having trouble hearing Al Wanger, so if you have any trouble hearing us, would you please let us know?
There's a little bit of static.
Turning up a little.
And to another location, please.
Good morning. My name is Joel Reynolds. I'm senior attorney with the Natural Resources Defense Council in Los Angeles, and I want to thank in particular Senator Pavley, Chairman Snow, and members of the council for their urgent consideration of this in light of the IWC's timing. NRDC has about 700,000 members, and we strongly support the moratorium on commercial whaling. We oppose the proposed consensus decision now being considered by the IWC. Finally, we support a proposed letter being considered by the council this morning. I want to endorse all the comments that have been made so far, and I'm not going to belabor these. I wanted to propose one possible edit to the final paragraph to make sure this letter is very clear on the central issue being considered by the IWC, and that would be to include simply a phrase to the effect that the council opposes the proposed consensus decision issued by the small working group. That's really the question. You know, the decision itself actually has language in it about maintaining the commercial the moratorium on commercial whaling, but in fact, its practical effect would be to suspend it for 10 years. There's no disagreement, really, between NRDC and the Obama administration that the moratorium on commercial whaling is one of the greatest single environmental achievements of the 20th century. But for some reason, they're taking the, we believe, irrational position that maintain the moratorium while at the same time utilizing quotas for the taking of whales. So I think that fundamentally their intentions are good, but the approach is simply wrong, and for several reasons. First, the proposed deal nowhere requires a phase out of whaling, not in 10 years, not ever. Second, notion that you can, in order to legalize, you can legalize whaling in order to eliminate it makes as little sense as allowing criminal activity in order to eliminate crime. By adopting the moratorium on commercial whaling, the world agreed that whaling should not be allowed, period. And now by suspending that global norm, the U.S. and the Whaling Commission will be ceding the legal and even the moral high ground to the very countries that for decades have been doing their best to circumvent it. Third, the hope that reaching an agreement with the whalers will in some way, some undefined way, appeal to their better nature, eventually strengthen their interests in conservation and lead them at some future point to abandon whaling is at best wishful thinking, and it's belied by the history of the Commission itself, where these same countries have sought to circumvent the moratorium now for decades. There's no question that the IWC isn't perfect. The moratorium isn't perfect. But the fact is that this proposed consensus decision is a bad deal. It's a step backward for whale conservation, and it's a step forward. It's a lifeline for a dying whaling industry. And it's a misguided approach to addressing a conceded problem. That is that there is still some amount of whaling going on. But the reality is indicated by the numbers. In 1986, when the moratorium went into effect, there was an average of 38,000 whales per year killed. That number is now down to about 1,200 per year, and we'd like to see it go to zero. But this deal is not going to bring it to zero. This deal is going to maintain the industry for at least a decade, at which point the IWC will then be faced with a status quo that allows commercial whaling. In contrast, today, when the global norm clearly is that commercial whaling is not allowed. So we greatly appreciate Council's action today. I support the letter in its current form, but believe it would be improved simply by inclusion of an additional phrase that would make it crystal clear that the Council believes that the proposed consensus decision should be rejected. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Let me, despite the fact a moment ago there was not a public speaker in San Diego, let me double check with Susan Golding to see if anybody may have shown up.
No, we're not very popular here today.
Okay, thank you very much. I think we open it up to any deliberations that we have here. I couldn't, in this conversation, couldn't help by being struck some comparisons to other natural resource issues. The use of the term moratorium reminded me of the previous federal administration's Clear Skies Initiative and Healthy Forest Initiative, both of which were not. I'm also struck with these allegations of corruption that probably end up being the tip of the iceberg. And what we observed, what was it, 2-3 years ago, the expose on the Minerals Management Service, and how cozy everybody was with the industry there. So just a lot of parallels with all this. Well, yes. I wasn't going to get into graphic details at all. Okay. Anyway. That's all right.
I thought John Reynolds made a good point in a stronger last paragraph on being specific to what is your main decision. I'll go in 2 weeks. That is not very clearly, and then we imply it all the way through that we are strongly opposed to the proposed consent decision, which should be rejected. We imply that, but I don't think we've really said that that's
Brian or Amber, you've been doing some creative something here.
One possible approach is to, because there are many aspects of the proposal that we are strongly in support of,
okay,
that we could say the proposed consensus decision must address these points in this letter, so that it highlights that the council makes it very clear the council is strongly opposed to any commercial whaling anywhere in the world's ocean. So it's not sanctioning a lifting of the moratorium. So in the last paragraph it could read, in conclusion, it is the strong contention of the OPC that commercial whaling would do irrevocable harm to vital populations of whale species. The proposed consensus decision must address the three main points of this letter. We urge the administration to continue to take a leadership role.
Hi, this is Joel Reynolds. Could I just briefly comment on that? I think that's a step in the right direction, but I still think because the consensus decision is a very lengthy document, and your letter raises a number of points. It would be helpful just to be clear. Maybe you could say it. We oppose any.
Well, we need to keep this discussion to the commission at this point. We've had public comment. I appreciate your efforts on this, but I really need to kind of stick to the procedures here.
This is Cindy. Perhaps we could just do a subject line at the beginning of the letter, like we do with some legislative letters, and just subject oppose consensus decision.
Can I ask a more general question? Is everything in the consensus reports that they're working on bad? Aren't there monitoring and science issues contained in the report?
Are. That's true.
So I wouldn't want to be on record opposing their science program. So I think that the needle we tried to thread, and we're certainly open to a better way of doing it, we're absolutely opposed to whaling. It can't be part of this proposal. But the extent to which we're improving science and improving coordination, that's a good thing.
And strengthening the IWC so it's an effective regulatory body.
Cindy, I have a suggestion. How about saying we oppose any decision that would allow quotas for commercial whaling?
Okay. Well, yeah, but that sentence alone would mean that unquoted harvesting of whales is okay.
Mr. Chairman, Lester?
Yes.
I think that anything you do to weaken the position that we are opposed to commercial whaling, period, gives people an out. Now, I understand that one letter alone isn't going to do this, but, you know, I think we should be on record in this letter making it crystal clear that if you say you're opposed to quotas and you're opposed to commercial whaling, to me that doesn't make sense. You're just opposed to commercial whaling of any kind.
Right.
The other thing is there is a sentence in the letter that says we're opposed to it, and it says something like particularly off the coast of California. In my mind, that weakens it, because if we're opposed to it, we're opposed to it everywhere. And I realize we really have jurisdiction over California waters and not others, but I don't want somebody looking at it and saying, okay, they're opposed to the U.S. or California is opposed to California. We'll give them that.
That makes sense. Anybody disagree with that?
No,
it makes sense. I mean, let's think about what happened on the oil issue, where you know, the president said that people out in California made so much noise about this, we're going to drill every place else but.
Exactly.
It ties into what Senator Pavley was saying about how the Obama administration has indicated support for that we are opposed. And I would remind people, Obama used to be a big supporter of offshore oil drilling until the Gulf disaster. And the point that Reynolds made about, you know, you have to kill a few whales in order to save them is the argument that we heard about need to improve drilling off of Santa Barbara in order to end drilling. It really truly is Orwellian, and where he was taking language and made it completely disconnected from the concept that we're trying to advance. Now, as a commissioner, Mr. Reynolds started to make a particular point, and I understand about the process, but as a commissioner, I think I could benefit from what it was that you were trying to articulate, Joel.
Oh, I think we're all on the same page here, and I don't want to belabor it. I would just say that the census decision as a whole is being considered by the IWC, and I think that the decision as a whole, even if there are some positive elements in it, the decision as a whole is unacceptable. And I think that having a statement in the letter to that effect would strengthen it.
Thank you. So I think what we're struggling with here, and struggling is probably too strong a word. There are some aspects, as Mr. Snow has indicated, about the proposal that are acceptable. You know, I put a baby out with bathwater, to use with both of course there. But we want to encourage that which is worthy and express our disapproval of that with which we are concerned and deemed unworthy.
Okay. Oh, Cindy Tuck, did you have any thoughts on this?
I was just going to point out that Mr. Reynolds brought along, and just so that folks know, an article that he has published in Los Angeles Times about this issue, to point out his knowledge on the issue.
Oh, Joel. Can you fax that to me?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
I was just going to concur with the comment that in number one on the first page, we should delete the clause and certainly in international waters off the California Gale.
Yep.
So I think the only issue that's kind of open on the floor is a very clear statement that opposes the entire consensus report. And I think we've raised the issue of whether we should be a little more nuanced, because there are things in there that are desirable.
commercial and scientific.
I think you made a good point on that, Lester, and we definitely don't want to be on record opposing things we're in favor of.
I mean, my thought is just making the very clear statement of our opposition to the commercial whaling.
I agree.
Cannot be nuanced.
Should we be also opposed to the scientific whaling, as we were saying earlier? Didn't we say earlier we were opposed to whaling?
Commercial. Say commercial.
Commercial.
Because the scientific is a real abuse.
And
we can say commercial and scientific in both.
That's the menu in Santa Fe.
Who gets to decide what scientific? That's the justification for. Who gets to do that?
The IWC.
The IWC as a whole or the individual country member?
The member countries submit a proposal and the IWC considers it, but they have little room.
Can they deny it? Sort of no.
The
process is flawed.
Absolutely.
Did we say that? Did we say that a much more rigorous scientific analysis of the subject of peer review must be conducted?
Well, if we move, I think as Senator Pavley suggested, to that first bullet, being clear that we oppose all whaling.
I think we need to be specific.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Am I getting
it? We have the indigenous issues. Yes. Okay. So commercial and scientific.
We can say commercial and scientific.
Tribal rights to whaling. Yeah.
If you're left with saying commercial and scientific.
Mr. Chairman, when you're ready, since this is a teleconference and the record is an audio record, it would be good if you or Amber would read all of the changes that you're making.
Right.
Yes, we will do that. I think we'll make that change. And I think that may address the issues that we've had in play here. Does anyone have other points they want to bring up? If not, I would ask Amber to go through the modifications we've agreed to. Let me ask both our attorney and Sam, do we need to get all of the little edits that
comments?
Just the substantive changes. Okay.
Okay. I'll get the grammar suggestion to it. Thank you very much for including those, Cindy and Kelly PA. And I'll go to number one on the first page of the letter. The OPC strongly opposes commercial and scientific whaling anywhere in the world's oceans, period. And then the next sentence reads, for that reason, we support the proposal to maintain the commercial moratorium on whaling that has been in place for 24 years, period. Strike, which is included in your proposed consensus decision statement. On the next page, in the last paragraph, we include, in conclusion, it is the strong contention of the OPC that commercial and scientific whaling would do irreparable harm to vital populations of whale species. The proposed consensus decision must address the three main points of the letter. We urge the administration to continue to take a leadership role. Nothing else was changed. So we struck in the face of broad scientific uncertainty. And we have added CCs at the end, members of the California Ocean Protection Council.
Any other comments from members?
Do we want to make any additional commentary on scientific? Because we said we oppose commercial and scientific, and we said we don't make a reference to the moratorium, but we didn't add anything regarding scientific. We don't just leave it. Is that expanding it to a scope we don't want to go?
I think it's strong as it is.
So as the letter is modified, is there a motion from a commissioner for approval?
So moved.
Yeah, we have a motion and a second.
Kondratyuk made the motion.
Oh. John
Chung.
John Chung. And who's second?
I did. Susan.
Okay.
Susan Golding.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. Sam, I think in my notes you were going to do a roll call vote.
Okay. Member Golding?
Aye.
Member Chung?
Aye.
Member Tuck?
Aye.
And Chair Snow?
Aye.
So the motion passes.
Great. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I know I want to thank Fran for queuing this up, and then I want to thank staff, especially Amber, for scurrying around and making this happen in very short order.
Yeah, and all the other staff.
Thank you.
I know you have that. A little bit of something. See you next week.
All right, see you next week.